If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. You guys, I have been thinking a little bit about, my Design Suite members, because I meet with them every single week, so I think about them a lot, and I have been kind of pondering this whole idea of letting someone else believe in you. It's not something that I've really dwelt on because I'm like one of those people who just, I have had some natural confidence, but then when I think about it, I think about all the times I have doubted something, and there was usually someone there who believed in me and gave me that extra little kind of kick to get going. And I've been thinking about my Design Suite members and how I believe in them. I see their stuff and I'm just amazed and blown away by what they can produce and, you know, trying to figure out the next steps in their creative businesses. And I was realizing that I think it is an okay thing to let somebody else believe in you a little bit because it will take us a little bit further. Now, okay, let me qualify this statement a little bit. I don't think if you rely 100% on someone else believing in you that you're just going to make it, right? But I do think that all of us share a tiny bit of doubt in the projects we're doing, the things that we're creating, and if somebody else believes in us a little bit, it gives us that little extra bit of confidence to move forward. Okay, so a good example of this, I had finished my PhD, you guys. We moved from Minnesota to Utah, neither of which were, I'm originally from Tennessee. I grew up in Tennessee in a little town called Clarksville, if anybody has ever been there. I had finished my PhD, so you'd think I would have a lot of belief in myself, right, to be a designer. I mean, I was trained, I taught design, specifically typography and packaging design. And for the most part, I did believe in myself, but I wanted to start a creative business. And those of you who've been in my boot camp know I tell the story of how very little money I made the very first year. Okay. But the whole time I was doing it, my husband, Josh, he is the eternal optimist. He totally believed in me. I would say, oh, this isn't going so well. And he's just like, just keep doing it. You're going to be fine. Like, just not like going after me about it, like, oh, you're gonna be great. Just like this quiet, like, confidence that I was gonna be fine, that I was gonna figure it out. And over the years, he's done that for a lot of different things. You know, as I've started new programs, as I've started teaching, as I got into new platforms, when I became the creative director, he would just kind of be there and be kind of like, yeah, you can do this. This is amazing. And you know, I think over the years I've discounted some of that, but what it really did was it gave me that little extra push that I could do it, right? And I think about my kids and when they're doing new things and when I give them the extra little push, like, of course you can do that. Yeah, you could figure that out. Of course you could get into that university. You just have to work hard. I think that when we give people that extra little push, it solidifies for them the confidence they need, okay? And I'm not talking about taking. I'm talking about taking a little and adding it to your reserve, okay? And so for any Design Suite members who are listening to this, I know a lot of you listen to this podcast. I just want to say to you that you might have to draw a little bit from my confidence in you to bolster yourself up, to remember kind of who you are and why you're doing this, okay? And for those of you out there that are just trying to create a creative career or trying to be a great parent or trying to whatever, just I think it's okay if you need to borrow a tiny bit of confidence from somebody else who's going to say to you, no, you're going to do that. You're going to be great. You're going to do a good job of that. Just keep going. Because I think sometimes we need that extra push to keep us going. All right. That was your, I don't even know. Like, I've just been thinking about it recently. And if you want to call it motivation, if you want to call it like, I guess I'm trying to give you permission to take a little bit of confidence from someone else, put it in your own life, and do something with it. All right, you guys. I love having you here. And you guys are the best, leaving me reviews, talking to me, leaving me comments on my Instagram feeds, DMs. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it so much, because the one thing I have learned, especially in the last year, is that people are people, and it's that one-on-one relationship that is beautiful, that really is the thing that matters. So, and you know what? Design Suite members, boot camp members, you guys are part of the reason for that. Same with Ink Club members. You guys have taught me that that one-on-one relationship really is what I'm always looking for. So if you listen to this podcast religiously, I want to tell you, this is a one-on-one relationship. It's you and me usually driving in your car or wherever you're listening to this, hopefully crafting. You guys know I love it when you're crafting. And I just want to say I appreciate you. Thanks for all the reviews. And if you haven't left one, feel free to leave one. It really, really helps make it so that I can continue this podcast. It helps me get great guests on the show to talk to you guys. So leave me a review, because it's so helpful. And I hope you guys have a great day. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.